Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Let's all stand this morning and give honor to God in prayer and pray for the lesson today that God's will be done. Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. God, I thank you for all that are here today, and I pray, God, that they will open their hearts and their minds, Lord, to receive of thee, and I pray, Lord, that you'll be in our presence today. Hallelujah, Lord, help the word of God to go forth, Lord, and help those that hear, Lord, to hear what is saying. Lord, we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can be seated if you like. I wanted to read some scripture before we started this morning. It has to do with songs that we're going to sing about the rock. And Psalm 18 opens with a comment before the actual scripture starts. And the comment or the address is, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day that the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." It was written at a specific time, and he spoke these words to the Lord. And here are the scriptures. "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, yes, and my fortress and my deliverer,
yes, yes,
my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved,
yes,
from my enemies."
Yes.
By praising the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So, because I did that, I shall be saved from my enemies.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Let's worship the Lord for his deliverance.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is an older song. If you can pick up on the verses, please do.
Well, where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when there's no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know the stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. Go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ that solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for another time, Lord, that I have the opportunity to come forth, Lord, and Lord,
praise
to break the,
Lord.
The bread of life to all those that are before me. Lord, I pray that I can stay in thy word, Lord, and let it not be me, Lord, but let it be you that speaks
yes.
through me this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Our lesson today is divine healing. Probably something spiritual that we think on at least as much as we do salvation, maybe more. All depends on who you are and what kind of condition you're in. But the Lord is good, and I think that I have something here today. How many believes in divine healing? How many believe it's in the Bible? Amen. Well, you know, that's the first thing. Amen, because the Bible tells us in other instances, according to our salvation and things, that if we believe not, we're condemned already. And amen, everything comes through salvation. Amen, God did all of these things upon the cross. And amen, he did them for more than just our healing. He did it for our salvation first and foremost. Amen, we did our healing. He did our delivering. He did our reflection that we're, the evil that we're, that comes upon us day by day. And it's just a lot of things that we can ask God for. But one thing we can only trust him in salvation, that's between you and God. I can tell if God heals you. I can tell if he doesn't. But your salvation, that has to be by faith and nothing else. And faith is by the word of God. And sometimes we have trouble believing because our mind. You ever read the Word of God and get about half a chapter done, you don't know what you read? Amen, because your mind was somewhere else? Amen, you begin to waver. And the Bible says those that waver, they're tossed to and fro like the waves in the ocean upon the sea. Amen, and you can't get any stability because your mind won't allow you to. That's the reason we focus upon the Word of God, and we have to believe it's just like God says that it is. Now, if it don't happen to be happening to you, that don't change the Word of God, none. Amen, we have to believe. And God, does God heal every time you ask Him? You can look in the Bible in some places, you'll find where God uses that to humble you. Amen, so not in every case, but I believe God is our healer. And I believe that we come to Him for our healing just like we come to Him for our salvation. Nothing that you can do. It's impossible as salvation is. It's nothing you can do. It's all of what He does. And our healing. It's impossible. I remember a Sunday when we had our end time things on Sunday night. I remember seeing those people go up from the grave. And the first thing that comes to my carnal mind, that's impossible. There's no way that can happen. Amen. But with man, many things are impossible, but God, nothing is impossible. And that includes your healing. Amen. God saved you. That was something you couldn't do. And then there's a definition. The best thing I heard about a definition of divine healing is this. Divine healing is the power of God that destroys the work of sin or the devil in the human body. Amen. Sometimes when it says rebuke the devil and he'll flee from you, maybe you should apply that to your illnesses. Amen. Because it's the Bible, it's the devil that's in us. Amen. Death is nothing, sin is nothing more but little images of death. That's all it is. And when we believe God for our salvation, amen, He has destroyed the death, the power of death that Satan had over us. And when He heals us, these things that are in us, these sicknesses is what kills you. One day, one sickness is going to take you out of here. It's going to be your death. Amen. So these things, God has power over these things also. If we but believe in Him. Now, you're not going to have eternal life down here. But you know, we go to a doctor. He gives us things, and sometimes it does us more damage than it does good. You ever hear some of the side effects of some of this medication? Sometimes they speak more about the side effects than they do about the good. But see, God is not a practitioner. God is a healer. Amen. Man cannot heal. Your doctor cannot heal you. Now, we give the same kind of faith to God as we give to that doctor, but see, we're walking in the human sense, in the five senses, our smell, our seeing, our tasting, our hearing, and touching. That's what we have. That's our physical side. But there's a sixth sense, amen, that has to come over that and begin to trust in God for our healing. So we know that God is our healer. Amen. We go to a doctor, and if he doesn't get it right the first time, we go back again. If he still doesn't get it right, we go back again. And we keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Well, how come we can't do that with God, you know? How come we give God, people in the world to give God one shot? That's it. They'll pray, I say, just what I thought. See, that's not the kind of faith that you have. That's the senses of the man. That's what he sees. That's what he feels. They'll go to you and say, well, ask whatsoever you will for this mountain to be cast into the sea. They'll pray a prayer like that. It don't happen, just what I figured. And they don't give God any more chances. But a doctor that is not a healer to begin with, We give him every shot that he wants. Every shot that he wants. Everybody here says they believe in divine healing. But we have to get past this man. And God says he heals. Well, you have to take that by faith, that he does. That's the only way you're going to get healed. Can God heal an unbeliever? Jesus healed everybody. Jesus was demonstrating his power over death by healing the sick. Because that's just the little images of death. But Jesus defeated death when he died upon the cross. Everything that's done in God is impossible with man. If it was possible with man, it wouldn't have to be need a God. But we need a God for the things that we can't do anything about. And we cannot heal our own bodies. And God said he will be there in our times of need. That's one of the things that he will be. These things come through the cross just as your salvation does. Because he defeated everything at the cross. But we're walking in the flesh. And the Bible says if you're of the flesh, you cannot please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. You have to have faith in God and faith that he'll do what he says. Now, I try to make it a habit whenever I start getting sick, I ask God to help me. I ask him, do I go to a doctor? Yeah, I go to him. And he says, well, you're doing pretty good. I say, yeah, I know, but I still know I'm going to lose. Because we are. Death is going to come to everyone. I don't care. There is a sickness unto death that God is not going to do anything about. He's already done something about it. Because when you die, that's when you live. He defeated death. And I think he defeats these little things. But it's so easy for us to just be like yield to the flesh, listen to the flesh and say, I didn't think he would heal me anyway. I'll just go to the doctor, give me some medicine and well, you know what? I ain't got anything against going to doctors. I go. I think they're a tool that man can use. But you've got to understand, you can't put that man above where he is. Amen. He can't heal you. He cannot heal you. And I know that, and the Bible says some things that seem very impossible, like casting a mountain into the sea. But you know the things we have to do. You know you can only hold one thought in your mind at a time. Only one thought is all you're going to hold in your mind at one time. It has to push that thought out in order for something else to come in. And that's the reason the Bible says for us to renew our minds. Amen. These thoughts that come into your mind, rebuke them. Amen. These sins that come up, these sicknesses that come upon you, rebuke them in the name of Jesus. Amen, because they are a spirit. Brother Wells taught one day about how that the brain is a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual organ. Well, I believe this whole body is a spiritual organ because it was made in the image of God. And I believe God wants to heal our body. I believe God wants, just like he wants to save us, he wants to heal us in our times of need. We're going into some of the word. With his own self, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live into righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. You look at that in Isaiah, he says, we are healed. Amen. It's looking to something. But now he says, we were healed. Amen. God took care of this. He not only took care of death, he took care of sickness, he took care of afflictions, he took care of everything that we might need. That's the reason he says, ask what you will, in faith believing, and you shall have it. Sickness is our proof that we're dying. Ain't that right? Healing is God's proof of his power over death and eternal life. Amen. But sickness is our proof that we're dying. But when God heals us, that's his proof that he has power over sickness, over death, hell, and the grave. He has all of these things. We can read it in the Word, and and it seems impossible. It's impossible to fly up out of that grave. It's not possible. There's no way that is possible. It's totally impossible. And it's impossible for an organ inside of me to take on new life once it's dead. But through Jesus Christ and the power that he brought to us, amen, we can reject that. Amen, we can defeat the devil. The Bible tells us to resist this Satan and he'll flee from us. And we resist that sickness. Amen, that's part of everything. I know it's resist the devil in your temptations, but also in your sickness, you resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But sickness, it will humble you. The most humble people I've ever seen have been sick people. Sometimes those things will get us into a place to trust God, because you're going to find out, if you haven't already, you can't always trust man. You can't always trust what he does is going to help you. Amen. But if we can get into a place that we can trust God, I believe we can walk through this time that we're down here in pretty good condition. I believe that with all my heart. I worked at the school, and I'm 70 years old, and I'm the guy they put to lift all the tables. Mainly because the 50-year-olds, one of them had a bad hip, the other one had bad shoulders. They always had something bad. So I said, Lord, I said, just help me to do it. And I did it I was about 65 or 6 when I started. I did it all the way till I was 70 years old. I did it every day. We had about 40 or 50 tables, and some of them had 12 seats and round and made of wood, and everybody said it was heavy. But we asked God, let God give us what we need, because he can help. He said he can help you even in your times of need. Amen. Not just because you're sick, but in your times of need. So we don't have to expect a perfect walk down here. It's just not going to happen. Amen. But God, when he died upon the cross, he fulfilled these words. He fulfilled the words in the highest sense by bearing our sins in his own body on the tree and being our Savior. In a lower sense, by sympathizing with us in our sorrows and healing us of sickness and disease, which were the fruit of sin. Amen. That's sickness is the fruit of sin. Death, we got death, and it's going to happen. Amen. You can go out into the graveyard. Said everybody that was treated by doctors before you died, stand up. All of them would stand up. But will they trust God? You might find one or two out there that didn't stand up. Maybe they trusted God, but they're still out there. But God can make it better for us in this life. You know why? He's glorified. He's glorified through our weakness. The Bible says in one place that this man didn't get this sickness on him because of his father sinned or somebody sinned. He said, but this was on him to bring glory to God. Amen. Sometime, if we could get to the place where God would heal people here, you talk about drawing a crowd? Amen. And it can happen if we trust God. But you know what? God's not going to play second fiddle. It's not going to happen. And I still say there's nothing wrong with going to doctors. That's a tool, but don't trust in that man for your healing. Amen. I know he gets us through the symptoms that God might have gave us to get us down here. So see, we don't know. I mean, well, we do know. That's probably what it is. But we go and we trust that doctor to get rid of those symptoms when God is trying to bring you under submission. But we'll try our best to get all around God. After all, I went to him one time before. How many times did you go to that doctor before? If we could just give that much trust to God, and he demands that. Amen. Back in Jesus' day, they said he could heal, but he couldn't save. Now they say he can save, but he can't heal. But he can do both. Amen. That unbelief went all the way back to Eve. She didn't tell Eve anything that God didn't say. All he did, he denied that God would do what he said. He said, thou shalt not surely die. And you come to God in prayer, and what does he tell you? You're just wasting your time. He's not going to heal you. But it's still the same lie that he's told Eve. Not any different. Isaiah 53, 1 through 5. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Amen. Do we believe in what we read? You believe what you... The only thing that you know about a doctor, you heard about him. You heard about what they do. So you went there. And you hear about God, you hear about what he does, and you'll give it one shot. Amen. But we need to give God all of our everything. If he don't heal you, he's still God. Amen. If he's trying to get you into a place, amen, that he wants you, by that, he can do that. That's God. He just moves out of the way and lets Satan have you for a while. Let Satan buffet your flesh a little bit. But God is, and Matthew 9, 1 through 8. I'm going to read this and see, man will take some things that don't require nothing of them. They'll accept it pretty good. Whether they're doing it by faith or not, I don't know, because nobody does. We said it a while ago. But in Matthew 9 and 1, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, laying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now that got the Pharisees and everything pretty riled up. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that you might know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, thus saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, go into thine house. And he arose and departed to his own house. When the multitude saw this, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. Now I want to tell you something today. Anybody can say, easier to say, thy sins be forgiven you, or be thou healed. Today, it's nothing to say thy sins be forgiven you. All you do, the churches today, how many want to be saved? Raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, we got 8 saved today. How many wants to be healed? God can't do that. See, where's your faith? Your faith has to be in both places. It has to be in your healing, and it has to be in your salvation. Amen. And one don't come any easier than the other. But saying I'm saved, that's all it takes. We can't do anything more. We have to depend upon God. But if I want my healing, I've got to come down and I've got to ask God. And I've got to believe that he's going to heal me. And my attitude has to be this: Lord, whether you heal me or not, yet will I serve you. Don't put any conditions on God, because when you do, amen, you don't get what you want. It's like the man that is like the waves of the sea. He's tossed to and fro. And we have to keep that one thought in our mind. And that's what it says about the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind in the power of God. We have to let God do the work. Once you start thinking of the 5 senses that God, that you have in your flesh, see, the Bible said the flesh is enmity against God. See, because it can't believe those things that are impossible. It only comes up to the things that are possible. It can't go any further. Amen. But the 6th sense that God also gave us, he gave every man a portion of faith. Amen. We can use that, amen, to go on into God. He said, come boldly before the grace of God. Amen. We come boldly before the throne of grace. Amen. And for coming boldly before, let's go to Hebrews 4 and 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Amen. And find grace to help in time of need. Your sickness is not it's not what you need all the time. Amen. He's also there for these evil things that comes upon you. See, that's Satan too. Everything was taken care of upon the cross. That made us, we come to the place that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. Even for the things to help in time of need. Amen. Someone say, well, I've got to have transportation. Well, God will help you get the transportation. God is there to help you in your time of need. Some things that you can't do yourself. Now, he's not going to sit there and stuff money in your pocket. Amen. He knows what we can do. He knows what we can't do. Amen. He's dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's. He said, you have not because you ask not. And then you receive not because you ask amiss to consume it upon your own lust. See, God, he got everything. I thought God said I could have everything I wanted. Yes, you can have everything you want in the will of God. He's God. And if he doesn't have the will, your will in his life, your will in him, and him in you, if you needed that mountain to be removed, and if it was just like the that you would come with your five senses, and if that mountain didn't get removed, you say, yeah, just like I thought. But if you come in God and you come walking in the will of God, you're not going to ask that mountain to be removed anyway unless there's a purpose for it. Because if you could do it that way, there wouldn't be any mountains in the land. Everybody would already toss them in the sea. But God has his I's dotted and his T's crossed. And he works when man is humble. That's how we get to God. We have to humble this flesh. Because until this flesh is humbled, it's still proud. It's still arrogant. It's still going to do its own thing. And as long as, that's when God said the flesh is enmity against God, because the flesh won't let God move until we humble the flesh. And then the Spirit of God can rise above that. Our minds are beginning to be renewed in Christ Jesus. He said, let this mind that be in Christ Jesus be also in you. Amen. And we are to come, that way, when the renewing of your mind is when you begin to walk away from sin and you begin to walk toward God by the renewing of your mind, because you have humbled this flesh to the will of God. Now today, the world wants God to accept them like they are. He said, God, accept me. He accepted me just like I was when I came down to the altar. He did, but now he wants you, by the renewing of your mind, amen, our mind has to be renewed. Amen. You can't walk in the flesh and say, oh, there's nothing wrong with everything. I'm saved after all. The Bible talks about those that think they're not going to be held accountable. So they feel like they can do what they want to. They've said these, I made things right with the man upstairs. Did he really make things right with the man upstairs? Amen. I knew without a doubt in my mind. I mean, I wasn't coming just for that. That's a carnal approach. I wasn't coming to make things right with the man upstairs. To say a few words, say, now I'll get back to my business. That's not repentance. Repentance is when you return away, when you begin to renew your mind. And that's how we get the things that we need from God, by the renewing of our mind. And that's when we get into the place that God hears our prayers. He hears about our healing. He knows. He says he knows what you have need of even before you ask. But he still wants you to humble yourself and ask. Amen. A rich kid that gets everything he wants from his parents, he won't humble himself and ask. He'll demand. He'll demand. And we come humbly before God with our hat in our hand. We have nothing to offer Him. He has everything to offer us. And He has a plan, and He wants to heal us. And everything we've talked about comes from the atonement. When we're sick, Jesus has already healed us. Amen. By faith. Amen. By the renewing of our mind. That's how your faith, how do your faith restore your faith? If you never read this, you have to read His Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And God's going to get us, and He wants us all to be in a place that every time we ask Him, something we want, we receive. You know, there's a lot of little miracles going on around us. You can't take a seed. You can put a little bitty seed in the ground, and it'll grow. And you can't figure that out. That's a miracle. Man hasn't been able to make one. They think they did something great if they got on the moon. But there's things that man just can't do, that God has done, and you can't mess with that seed in any way. If you mess with that seed in any way, it won't grow and it won't produce. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. Amen, because it's how God made it. That's how He made His Word. We can't add to it, we can't take away from it. Now, you can find 89 scriptures about divine healing in the Bible. I don't know if that's in just the New Testament or all of it, but God heals. And when man to say God doesn't heal today, he committed the same sin that Eve committed. Or that Satan, that Eve allowed Satan to convince her of. Thou shalt not surely die. Well, that was a lie. That's exactly what was going to happen to her. He said, but you'll become as gods. Well, there's a lot of people that think they are, but they're not. Amen. That come into their mind through the garden. And God defeated all of that at the cross. Amen. Science has a lot of wonderful things that they can do. But sometimes, you know, we ask God for an oak tree, and He'll give us an acorn. Because maybe that's all we can handle at that time. But an acorn grows into an oak tree. If you keep faith and you let it grow, and like the Bible said, let us grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grow. Amen. And we were planted with God. Now, who has believed, we read that one, for he shall go up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Romans 6 and 5. Amen. It says this. It says, we were planted with him. Did you get Romans 6 and 5 up there yet? Okay. I've got it here too, but like a lot of times I don't find it. Romans 6 and 5. For if we are planted together with him, he said he was like a seed planted in dry ground, but if we are planted together in his likeness of his death, we shall also in his likeness of his resurrection. Let this mind that be in Christ Jesus be also in you. Amen. When we come all in our flesh, thinking that God's going to give us what we need, there's a good chance you may not get it, because the Bible says he that wavereth, that let him think that he'll receive anything. But if we ask in Jesus' name, amen, we can receive all things. Amen. Amen. When the people saw what God could do, it made them believe. It gave them faith. Amen. And we owe that to this community out here. Amen. You need to try to focus your mind. Keep your mind stayed on Him. Amen. Because if you don't, your mind's going this way, like waves tossed in the sea. Amen. The Bible says, think not that that man will receive anything. And it's the truth. We have to keep our mind stayed upon Him. And You know who keeps their mind stayed on God? Someone sick. Sometimes God has. I know a family that the son went to jail for murder. It wasn't anything he planned. It just happened. But he was so distraught that he wouldn't even defend himself. But after he got into prison, he got 70 years. His mother prayed. He prayed. He didn't get out of prison. And then, but the mother got her request, what she prayed for him. She said that the only place that he can serve God is where he's at. See, we want God to give us more than we can handle. And we can't handle these things. We need to pray, God, let thy will be done. What did Jesus say when he went to the cross? If it be thy will, let this depart from me, but nevertheless, thy will be done. Amen. We need to get into place. It's easy for man. No, we just accept it the way we are. We can't help who we are. We can't do anything about who we are. Amen. As soon as you do that, you hinder the work of God because he can't move any further. But God wants to take you on a journey. Amen. He wants to take you from point A to point B. There's a lot of growing between here and there. Amen. But you don't get there unless you try. So I believe in divine healing. I didn't get to too many scriptures because I felt like we need to understand, amen, how to receive divine healing. And you'll never receive it with your five senses. Amen. It's not your touch, your feel, your feelings. Amen. It's not what you see. It's not what you smell. It's not what you hear. Amen. But it's what thus saith the Lord. That's what gets it done. Sometimes we can just say, well, I just want to quit. God, you know, everybody's sinned. We're all sinners, so let's just leave it at that. But that ain't where God wants to leave it. Amen. Hope I helped you out some today. God bless you.
Exiting the wilderness where he was tempted of Satan, Jesus made his way to a synagogue. The Bible said there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Luke 4 records it, and when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And what might have been Jesus' first public address, he said this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." I realize we live in a world that they're infatuated with supernatural immortality, being able to live forever, being able to have youth and vitality and all these things that they seek for. Brother Kellum, you mentioned things that are accessed by the senses. We need to understand God is the business of a much more divine healing. I believe in the healing of the physical, but as you read throughout the Word, when Jesus went about healing, he did so preaching unto them, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was showing them that things in the eternal, things in the in heavens can be brought down on earth, and things that are supernatural and immortality in the sense of having victory over death can be brought down and be ministered to here in the temple. We live in a world that is broken. I'm telling you this. Politicians cannot heal racism.
Right.
Governments and laws, it cannot heal immorality. We need Jesus. We need the divine healing of a Savior. We say things like, "Lord, heal our nation." What we're simply saying is that we understand there's nothing that we can do in and of ourselves. Only through the power of Jesus Christ. Only through what He has made available. If you need a healing in your body that's physical, or you need a healing in a relationship, or you need a healing in a mindset, or you need deliverance, you need to understand it comes from Jesus. These next few moments, as the classes make their way back in, why don't we find ourselves a place to pray? Why don't we understand, Lord, more important than any physical healing of my senses, Lord, let there be a healing of the spirit, God, a healing of the brokenhearted. I'm rubbing shoulders with people who are walking around me, God. They don't even recognize their need for healing, but they're broken. Help me. Help me to do as you did. Help me to understand the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me for this reason, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, use me in healing someone. Use me to speak words of encouragement, words of life, God, as they're dealing, God.
I believe.
Doubt and fear, help me speak words of faith, God. Let there be divine healing ministered through your Spirit. Hallelujah. We live in a broken world in need of healing.
I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I
Jesus looked at the onlookers that day. He said this. Say within yourselves whether it be easier. Say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or take up thy bed and walk. But so that you know, so that you recognize, so that you understand,
Jesus,
that I have the power to forgive sins. Let me show you. Let me reveal unto you that I have a power that is much greater than this man just being able to rise up and walk. But so you know that I do have that power, I say unto thee, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the Bible says the man stood up. Oh, Jesus, help us believe. Same God that takes away the sins of the world can take away the heartache, can take away the addiction.
Jesus,
take away the captivity. We serve that kind of God.
You're my healer. I believe you are all
I need. They need healing, God.
I believe
they need healing.
You're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me.